AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A top American envoy says the U.S. and Israel have discussed a timetable for scaling back intense combat operations in the war against Hamas, even though they agree the overall fight will take months. The Pentagon faces tough decisions if Congress does not approve more aid for Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
There are two pots of money for Ukraine set up specifically for the war with Russia. One involves the U.S. sending weapons already in Pentagon stocks. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says there's about $4.4 billion left in that fund.
Certainly we do retain the option to spend the full $4.4.
The problem is congressional funding to replace those weapons is down to about $1 billion.
These are tough choices because ultimately at the end of the day, we start to have to make decisions about our own readiness.
Which Ryder says is another reason Congress must approve the supplemental aid request, which includes roughly $30 billion to replenish the Pentagon's weapons stocks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he'll still consider talking with Vladimir Putin if it helps create a sustainable peace between Ukraine and Russia. Dozens of migrants have crossed into Finland hours before the reclosure of two southern crossing points on the border with Russia. The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia is expected to be sentenced for felony child neglect. Prince Harry won his historic phone hacking lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mirror in London and was awarded $180,000. David Sherborne is Harry's attorney.
This case is not just about hacking. It is about a systemic practice of unlawful and appalling behavior, followed by cover-ups and destruction of evidence.
Mirror Group welcomed the judgment for providing the necessary clarity to move ahead from events that took place many years ago. This is AP News. Workers at an overseas airport are accused of stealing from checked luggage.
It's a main airport for tourists, and now 14 workers at the Tenerife South Airport in Spain's Canary Islands have been arrested on suspicion of stealing from checked-in luggage. Another 20 airport employees are under investigation in the same case. Police seized allegedly stolen items worth more than $2 million, including about $14,000 in cash, luxury wristwatches, jewelry, cell phones, and other devices. The Tenerife South Airport handles millions of passengers every year, most of them European tourists seeking the pleasant climate of the islands off the coast of Northwest Africa. The investigation began after an increase in passenger complaints about items missing from their luggage. I'm Rita Foley.
A former Jacksonville Jaguars financial manager accused of stealing more than $22 million from the team pleaded guilty and faces up to 30 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?